Under Mulga Wood, a play for Australian voices. First movement. Let's start from scratch. It's a dead, still, dry season, never-never night in the small town of Goda Bugarai. Not a star for the asking. It's tar black as far back as the blind eye can't see and dark as a black fella's navel. The dirt roads are dead silent now, as the bush hard by holds its harsh breath and slumps down past hushed mudflats, smallpocked by the black eyes of yabby pools to the dream-haunted shores of the Mulga Lagoon, where dunnets and wattled bats, wallaroos and water rats fumble and forage for their wide-eyed lives. Unleering now are the long windows on the second story of Goda Bugarai's one proud pub. The brick bungalows, baked fibro and weather-beaten weatherboards of the back country town are blind as bats, or pie-eyed as a snakebite Dave, dead to the world in his three-legged dining chair on the pub's veranda. The tides of silence surge through the shadowed air, and all the people round the dumb and blinds-down town are sleeping now. Shush. The milk pukers and the toddler warriors are asleep at last, spread-eagled on their mothers in the sticky midnight. The cockies are sleeping, the stockmen and shearers, punters and pensioners, garbo, grease monkey, copper and cook, teacher, tennis coach, postie and publican, the stock and station agent and the surly wives. Young girls lie webbed in their sweaty hair and grope down the crowded aisles of their strobe-lit dreams after lead singers on a country tour of their bodies, while the boys are dreaming thump and tackle, try and triumph in the ruck and tumble of the rugby dark. And in the paddocks, the black silhouettes of horses asleep on their legs, cut sharp against the starless, bruised black of the night sky. The feral cats slink and fossick among half-empty tins in the town dump, while the mange-mottled three-legged guard dog Rascal keeps his proud distance and his snout intact. In the yards of the houses, night-let sleeping dogs lie whimpering in their makeshift corners, and sleeping cats practice for the sleeping they'll do all day. Only you can hear the seeds bursting in the dry quiet, the houses shrinking and settling, and the snuffed town snoring. Only your eyes are unclosed, yours and the eyes of that moonstruck army of mammals and birds mobilized by the dark.